we certainly ask you that you'd pray for us for a little while. I truly mean that. I guess the last time we was here, we was probably younger to mid-40s and 60 now. So it's been a while. And I found out that I need him even more. As Brother Robbie sung, he's going to stand by us, and I need him too. Seemingly more than I ever have. I don't know how folks get by and go through life without thinking they need the Lord. I can't do it without him. A sister got up in the revival we was at last week, and she sung a song, and I'd listened to it over and over today. Didn't have her singing it, but I listened to other people sing it. But it just didn't sound as good as the way she sung it. I felt like she really knew what she was singing about. That song says, "Oh, I need Jesus, and you need him too. A long life's journey, and I found that I need him. I can't make it." You say, "Well, preacher, you're saved. I mean, what else more do you need?" I tell you what, you'll learn if you've ever been saved. I wouldn't want to face a day without him. I wouldn't. And I appreciate the service last night. I appreciate Brother Robbie and what we was able to witness, the soul that we was able to see saved, those that came to the altar with a burden, and I believe the sister over there prayed through, and she did ring the prayer bells of heaven, and she was rejoicing in what she was able to feel, and I was rejoicing with her, because I could tell she was burdened and troubled. And thank God for that this evening. We need to be, as the sister said, we need to let the world know who we are and not be ashamed of this evening. It's been a while since we've been here, but I'm still the same, just older, and I need the Lord this evening. I ask that you might pray for us for a little bit. Later in the week, last week, the Lord gave us some scripture, and I don't know, this evening, it's just stayed with us, can't help it, it's just what's on our heart, and I want to do my best to be obedient. I don't want to hinder anything, I don't want to get out of the way, I just want to do what the Lord wants me to do, and we all should feel that way this evening. But this is very familiar, I know, but it's what is on our heart this evening. In the book of Luke, chapter 14, this evening, I'm going to begin with verse 25. You pray for us, if you would, and I truly need it this evening. Beginning with verse 25, it says this, "And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, setteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it all, that behold it began to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That's all I feel like reading this evening. You say, well, preacher, it's revival, and it is. And I tell you what, tonight if you pray, I believe the Lord's able to send just exactly what he wants sent here tonight. And I thought about it, and I thought about this one verse especially that says this, that for which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it tonight. And I thought about a couple of different things all day, and I can't help it. It's just the way the Lord gave it unto us tonight. And I do desire your prayers. I know a lot of you may not even know me, and it's okay. Why, the Lord knows who we are. And if you'll help us tonight, we can come to know each other through that of the Spirit tonight. And which of us, if we were going to do something, would we not first, Brother Randy, I sit down and count the cost to make sure that we got sufficient to finish it tonight. Why, I tell you, in this journey of life, there was a lot of cost that I never realized I would come along. Why, in this good way, I'm serving the Lord. But I tell you, the place that I've come to, and pray for me if you would, in my life. Do you remember when I believe his name, I was Abishaj, maybe I went down to where Paul was, and he said, listen, and he took the girdle, and he bound his hand, and he bound his feet, and he said, the man that weareth this, he said, if he goeth out of Jerusalem, I said, they're going to bind him. And they begin to weep. And they begin to cry and say, Paul, don't go out of Jerusalem. And my brother Randy, Paul could carry all the call. And what he said,
that was a a fortune, Brother Bruce, that he loaded up and he was willing to pay. I believe that folks sometimes can pay to get a hold of something, they would, but that wasn't what the Lord wanted. The little man of God just said, go down and live. Go down. And Brother Robbie said, last night he had to be willing. I'd have gone and pay the cost tonight. And that wasn't with silver, and it wasn't with gold, and it wasn't with raiment. The old prophet wasn't interested in any of that. God wasn't either. Ain't you glad God didn't want all that for me and you? He paid the cost on Calvary that we could have life tonight. And John said, you go back and tell the lame walk, the dumb talk, the blind see, and you tell that even the poor have the gospel preached. The cost has already been paid on Calvary, but there's a cost for me and you to live for the Lord. Sometimes you better be careful what we promise the Lord. Have you ever just said, Lord, whatever it takes, it don't matter. Lord, I'm willing to pay it. And when that comes around, you better be willing to pay it tonight. You remember the man? I'm sorry, I ain't got nothing to preach to.
It takes me a day or so to recover, and I don't recover.
of you? Have you counted the cost? I believe that sister testified, got to count the cost to missing church, and it was more than what she wanted. It was more than what she realized. I want you to know something. I want to be like Paul, don't you? I want to say, not only am I willing to be bound, hey Lord, I'm ready to die. And I'm going to tell you, in these days we're living in, I don't know what's going to come. I don't know how much more strength they're going to get. I don't know how much we'll have to pay how to preach the gospel. But hear me tonight. It's worth every bit of it tonight. I know this is different, but I'm going to get to the point. And what the Lord, I appreciate the cost. He said, which of you, if you're going to come follow me, you're going to have to sell it all out. Ain't that what he said? He said, you're going to have to hate. Oh, now, preacher, listen to me. A lot of people, I have to hate my mom and daddy, but I don't hate them with my heart. I just have to put the Lord first. I got to put him above everybody else. You hear me tonight? You know what Peter said? Peter said, Lord, if they believe you, they'll be scarce to say, we've left it all. We've paid the price. They're coming to follow you. Lord, what about that? He said, Peter, they were one of the houses for land, mother and father. Hear me, brother or sister, that won't be restored. How much? It ain't all happy days. It ain't all times when you're on the mountain. There's a lot of valleys. There's a lot of times that you ain't nobody but yourself. But hear me, can I tell you, hey, I don't get a lot of help down there where I'm at. I'll have one straggle in every now and again, but I get help. It ain't in a physical body, but I get help from the Lord tonight. Really, what I want to talk to you about is the latter part of that verse. It said, have sufficient to finish it. And I'd like to tell you tonight about sufficient to finish. Fault, and I'm lost, and I'm done, I ain't got nothing. You hear me? I did, but I tell you what I had. If it was given unto every man, what? A measure of faith. I believe he gave that to every man. If we were Calvinists, we believe that only certain ones were able to be saved. But we're not Calvinists. We believe that the Lord said, let whosoever will come. Hear me tonight. I want to ask you a question. How do you have sufficient to finish tonight? How many people get started? Something that has to be mad. If I see first, I'll keep. I may wear this suit again before the week's up, and it'll be all right. I want you to know I got sufficient to finish. Well, preacher, what do you mean? You got a lot of money in the bank? Sure don't, but I got something down on the other side. You know what? It ain't running out. Sometimes people think they do, don't they? That old man said, well, look here. My bills, they brought 420. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to tear down my old barn. I'm going to build me some bigger barn. I'm going to have so much I can fold my hand for many years to come. I lie and say, take ease.
You got enough? What does that scripture say? Sufficient to finish. Sufficient to finish. I'm going to tell you something tonight. There's a lot of people think they got everything they need, but they don't need the Lord. But you need Him. I found my place before. I wondered how I was going to make it. The Lord wouldn't want me to go to the bank, borrow money. He just wanted me to take what I had. A little woman come to the Lord one time, and she said, sir, you know my husband was a good man. He was a good servant. Said he died, and he left me all the money. And I've got two sons, and the bond are going to come and take my children. You hear me tonight? And I want you to hear me real good.
say sound like the other love. He didn't say you got any collateral. I'd go to have the bank. He said, what you got in your hand? And that woman said, sir, I ain't got nothing, save a little pot of oil. He didn't say that ain't gonna work. He said, that'll be enough. Went back to the man of God. Said, now what we're going to do? Listen to me. Sufficient to finish.
Yeah.
He said, well, did you have enough to pay the debt? Sure did. Said, now go and sell it.
Yeah.
Pay off the debt. Yeah. That sounds pretty good, don't it?
Yeah.
I mean, boy, that took a big loan off of it. Yeah. People said, I got grace to die by. I'm going to tell you what I got. I got grace to live by. I've been blessed. It may not look at it and see it with these natural eyes, but I've been blessed. God's been good to me. God's been faithful. And He'll be good to you this evening. And what He's got is sufficient to finish with. People said all the time, well, it's good to die by, and I said that already. But I tell you what you better have. You better have something down on the inside that every day, every morning, His mercy is new. Thank God today we're not living in a time where it's one and done with us. He is ever blessing us. Oh Lord, we need the help of an almighty God, do we not? We need the help of the Lord. Sometimes we think we ain't going to have enough, but we got sufficient to finish it out. We're going to ride the storm. The wind is going to blow.
Yeah.
But as Robbie sung, He's going to stand by us.
Yeah.
What did He say? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. There were many with us in the time of the famine. That's what the Bible said. But Elijah wasn't sent to all of them, except to one of them. She was picking up sticks. She was ready to die. You know how much thought she had? We're going to eat one more little cake. We're going to die. Just going back to life. Bowing back to Naaman. But it takes something. She was going to give a little man of God something to drink. He said, baby, okay. He said, sir, I've only got enough left. I ain't going to finish out this race. What fun. We're going to finish it out. And my son will eat it. He said, you baby, okay first.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking you. Baby, okay first. We got to be open. I need you more.
guess what? There's more there to get.
Listen.
Yeah. But I want to ask you a question tonight. Have you got sufficient enough to finish?
Yes,
I can tell you, I'm going to give you my testimony right here. Not tell you about how old I was, anything like that. There's some scripture I love. The Bible talks about the Old Testament. It's about Esau and Jacob. Jacob dreaded the day that he was going to meet Esau on that road.
Yeah.
He dreaded it.
Yeah.
He thought Esau was trying to kill him. You see, Esau was sold out his birthright. He didn't realize what that was going to cost him at the time. What that little red meat cottage was going to cost him, but it cost him his very birthright.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all he told Jacob, thought he would kill me on the road. He put his children and wives in my hands. But he sent him a big old gift to meet him out there. Finally, Jacob came and met Esau. Esau said, Jacob, what meaneth this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He began to tell him, when I saw your face, all these things.
Yeah.
He said, it's just a gift to me, Esau. Esau said, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I've got enough. I got everything I need, but I don't need it, Jacob. Can I tell you what Jacob said? That's what I thought about it.
Yeah.
Jacob said, because of the Lord, it's been good to me.
Yeah.
testify to you that because as a 7-year-old boy, one day I got some business. I'm going to finish. I don't know if I'll be on the mountain or in the valley or where I'll be, but I know one day I'm going to finish. But I tell you, I appreciate the goodness of God tonight and knowing that He is able to see you through.
Amen.
You'll just turn it all over to Him. What's it going to be for you tonight? What's it going to be? While we stand, while we sing.